You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This weekend marks San Francisco's 50th Pride. Although in-person festivities are canceled, people are celebrating online, like Seth Eisen. He's founder of the San Francisco-based theater company, iZen. His show, Out of Sight, is a theater project where audiences follow actors around the streets of San Francisco, and they watch them perform at places that are part of LGBTQ plus history. Now, audiences will get their next history lesson virtually in his show, Out of Sight, SOMA. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with Seth Eisen about how he blends the arts and history.
What inspired you to go into theater?
Oh, that's a big question. I kind of fell into theater, you know, in this really funny way. I actually started as a visual artist, and then I actually took an African dance class when I was, like, in college, and I don't know, just something clicked, and I was like, oh, wow, I love moving. And I had this amazing teacher, and she was super encouraging to me, and it led me to going to school for dance and theater. But it wasn't until 2007 where I had, you know, really my first solo show and started to really go deep into, oh, I get it now. My thing is research about queer history and really finding voices that a lot of people don't know about and bringing those stories to theatrical space.
Was there someone in queer history whose story really resonated with you or inspired you and you felt like their story hasn't been told enough?
Yeah, there's lots. I mean, enough so that I feel like all of my work is dedicated to that. But the first opportunity was the story of Sylvester. And when I discovered Sylvester, I didn't really know about history, you know, in San Francisco with the Cockettes and, you know, being an out gay black man in the 60s and 70s. I don't know. I just was super inspired by reading a book about him, Fabulous Sylvester, and just getting a deeper understanding of what he had to go through in order to show him his true self. I went through a lot to become myself as a queer person, but I don't know, Sylvester's story is so compelling to me.
You know, there's so much beauty in LGBTQ plus culture, or just the influences that we see from queer culture today. Have you found that too, as far as in your research too?
Oh, it's just, it's everywhere, but I think people just don't. I mean, of course, queer people know, but like what I love is, especially with the shows that we do now, because they feature many different people, I love turning people on to histories they don't know about. Like our current show, I think it's about South of Market, but it has a lot of histories about like the labor movement and the anti-racist practices of the 1930s labor movement and all the queer people that existed in the unions at that time who were fighting for queer rights, but they were also fighting to have equality. That's always really exciting to me, to learn from those stories. So there's tons and tons of them. And I think also, to me, what's challenging about this work is that some of these stories are just really hard to find, especially the stories of black and brown people. Like, they were talking about all these different dancers and different people, and I was like, who's, like, you know, who was the black dancer? Who was the queer black dancer of that moment? You know, like, we learned about Gladys Bentley. She was this famous singer from Harlem who came to the West Coast and was one of the headliners, but, you know, and she was, like, an out lesbian or bisexual, but who's the black dancer who was, like, you know, ahead of his time in this moment? And we discovered, like, after a lot of research, because the history is not written anywhere, this dancer, Zach Thompson, that one historian turned me on to. And he performed at all these different clubs and was a mentor to many and had his own little dance school over there in North Beach. And he then got tired of the racism in San Francisco and then eventually moved to Paris and performed with Josephine Baker and had this whole other life in Europe. And then he came back to San Francisco and actually died of AIDS. I heard that there were like 2,000 people at his funeral, but where is his history?
Out of sight, Soma, and I know you've done this at different places around San Francisco. You know, they say the world is a stage, and you literally went out into the world, went out into the streets, and made it your stage. I love this idea. Where did you come up with this idea to do this? I love it.
Well, it was kind of a dream project. Having had the opportunity to go to different festivals in other states and other countries, you know, you see all kinds of people on the street watching street performance, and I'm like, that's where the people's at. But really, the inspiration came from reading this study that got done during the Obama administration when the National Park Service was funded to do these historic context statements of different cities like Chicago, San Francisco, New York, I think Philly. And they were looking to see how different minorities in those cities helped to build the city, the culture of those cities. And so they did a study about how queer people helped to build San Francisco. And I looked through this document and I was like, this is what I want to spend the next 10 years working on.
That was director Seth Eisen speaking with KELW's Janae Darden. His virtual show, Out of Sight, SOMA, runs this weekend. Go to KELW.org for all the information.